Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. One more thought as we finish highlighting Part 1, Chapter 1 this week. To believe God for life, we must move past the abstract to the concrete. I have developed this very important concept more fully in Part 2, Lesson 9, The Ladder of Abstraction, but let me at least lay the groundwork here. The abstract guides us. The concrete acts out the reality of the abstract in everyday life. The abstract speaks in generalities. The concrete has to do with specifics. Here is an example from Ephesians 4:32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. One abstract principle we can learn from this verse is that we should forgive one another. A concrete application would be, I forgive Bob for spreading gossip about me at church. I forgive Mary for her snide comments about my teaching methods. I forgive Sam for listening to her unkind and untruthful words. The abstract plus the concrete brings life. Forgiving one another is our reference point, our abstract truth. Yes, a person could agree with the idea of forgiveness, but when it comes to practice, he becomes very selective. I could never forgive such and such person. In so doing, we have broken the line of truth between the abstract and the concrete. We have interrupted the flow of God's dynamic. God's truth that we agreed on in our minds, we have now changed as it works its way into our lives. Something happened on the way to the store. Honoring the abstract and the concrete allows God to nourish our hearts with what we need at the moment. Step out on our own, and that is where we end up, on our own, depending on our own resources. Living God's words, and he presents us with an overflowing cup. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.